You are listening to the CMC Podcast. Join us each week for messages designed to equip, inspire, and motivate. And now for today's message from Pastor Tim Brooks.
Well, I do want to welcome all of those that are joining us today on social media outlets. You made a great decision when you stopped what you were doing to feed yourself on the Word. But I do want to say this. I want to say, never confuse watching or listening to a church service with going to church. You're hearing or you're seeing this service, but you did not go to church because you did. Don't ever say, well, I went to church today on my phone, because you didn't go to church today. There's a difference. I want to encourage all of those, whatever city, whatever state, maybe whatever country today that you're listening to us, I want to encourage you. You find a Bible-believing, solid-teaching Word church and become a member there. Now, we certainly want you to join us on podcast when your church is not meeting in the middle of the week, or whenever your church is not meeting. We love to have you. We love to hear from you, and it's always an encouragement to all of those people that work so hard to put these podcasts and YouTube and how all the social media. It's encouraging to hear from you. But on Sunday morning, be in church. FYI, give y'all here a little heads up. I've been working on next Sunday morning's title for several weeks. Next Sunday, the title of the message is going to be Never Alone. You may be by yourself, but you're never alone. Oh, bring your white hanky. Bring your, you know, you might better bring tennis shoes next week. We may have people running aisles like they used to back in the turn of the century. This is going to be a message. You may be by yourself, but you're never alone. I'm telling you, bring somebody with you next Sunday and don't miss what we're going to be talking about. Well, turn to Mark chapter 6. I am excited about what we're going to be talking about today. This year, our theme is creating a place. And we've been talking about all year how to create a place for peace, not to just occasionally visit you, but for you to live in peace. You know, not for you just to have moments of joy, but for your life, for you to live in joy. Not occasionally, but for you to live there. Well, what keeps that from happening? What keeps that from happening? That's been something that's been on my mind all year long. What keeps us from living the life? Not just an occasional happy moments, but living a life where we're blessed. Living a good life. What keeps that? Well, I want to start today in Mark chapter 6. Hold your place there. We're going to refer throughout the message today to this passage of Scripture. Mark this down, and we're going to keep going back and forth to it. But let's read this event. Mark chapter 6. Jesus left that part of the country and returned with the disciples to Nazareth, his hometown. The next Sabbath, he began teaching in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. They asked, where did he get all this wisdom, the power to perform such miracles? Then they scoffed. He's just a carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, Simon. Why his sisters live right down there around the corner? They were deeply offended and refused to believe in him. Then Jesus told them, a prophet is honored everywhere except in his own hometown and among his own relatives and his own family. And because of their unbelief, he couldn't do any miracles among them except to place his hands on a few sick people and heal them. The title of today's message is The Problem of Familiar. The Problem of Familiar. Let's look at this. Verse 2. Our first reaction when we encounter Jesus, our first reaction is amazed. Amazed. And you know, it can be the same coming to church. Your first time to come to church, you are amazed. The first time you come to this church, you are amazed. When you start hearing about what we're doing in children's ministry here and the number of children that this church out here is ministering to, you're amazed. When you start hearing about what Austin is doing in our junior high group and the number of sixth and seventh graders we've got meeting, you are amazed at the outreach of our junior high. When you hear about what's happening in our youth group, Josh told me last Sunday, they sat around and they just talked. They just answered questions. What's on your heart today? What do you think about? And for those teenagers to have a place where you, I was amazed when he was telling me what they did in youth group. Man, our expand group, our 20s to 30s, they get together and are connecting with one another. I'm amazed at what's going on. I'm amazed. I never cease to be amazed at our Soaring Eagles. That group is a constant amazement for me. I'm glad I'm not old enough to be in that. I can't keep up with them. For sure I can't keep up with them. I'm telling you. You know, and then he's, my goodness, our stage host came out here. Sunday night we've got this. Monday night we have Paul starting this Bible study. Tuesday night the Stadler's Bible study. Wednesday night church. Friday night the coffee shop. Saturday the prayer walk downtown on Saturday. Sunday church. I'm wore out just talking about all that we're doing. You're amazed at what's happening. You first come here and you experience worship. You're just amazed. Out here in this little rural community to have this much talent on stage out here. Now, we don't have a very big pool to draw from in Garland County. This much talent and our young people up here. And wow, you're amazed. Our video department, that's run circles around professional video play. You're amazed at our video department. You hear the word. You're amazed. Our lights and our cameras, we're amazed. See, that's the first reaction. Let's watch this change. And boy, does it. Let's watch this change, and boy, does it change. Verse 3, they scoffed. Now, what happened from being amazed to scoffing? Well, where did he get this wisdom? Well, who died and left him king up there on that stage all high and mighty up there? Well, who died? What happens from amazed to scoffing? What happened was we became familiar. Just carpenter. Why, it's Mary's boy. Good grief, I've known her my whole life. That's Mary's kid. My sister's right down the road from me my whole life. I grew up playing with his sisters on the playground. See, verse 3 goes on. Names the brothers. Name goes right on. I want to talk about today the problem of familiar. The problem of familiarity in our life. I want to talk about that with our church. Because here's where I'm going. And here's where we're going to end today. The point of this whole message is, I refuse to allow my miracle to be trapped by my familiarity. I'm not going to allow that to happen for me. I'm not going to allow that to happen for me. I want to hear from God. I want all that God has in store for me. I don't want Jesus' hands to be tied because of my familiarity. That's just Josh. I wish he'd sit down and shut up. He gets up there and talks. I refuse to tie Jesus' hands in my life because of my familiarity with what's going on. This happens. This happens in any church that you go to after a while. What happens? What happens from being amazed to scoffing? What happens is you get to know people there. This is the greatest church in the world until you get to know me. It's the greatest church in the world until you get to know other people. Wait till you buy a car from somebody in the church. Wait till somebody in the church comes over and fixes your... Wait till you do... Just give that a little bit. And then see how eager you are to come here and worship God. You're eager to come in here and punch somebody. See, we lost being amazed in becoming familiar. We want to talk about this. This is really, really what happens when you go to church in a rural community like we do. Big cities, you don't know nobody there. You don't know anybody there. You go to a church with 30,000 people, you don't know nobody in that church. And if you do business, if somebody does come and fix your roof, you don't know that they went to your church anyway. We don't know. We didn't hire our youth pastor and fly him in from 1,000 miles away. We all watched him grow up. I watched him act up on the playground. I watched him get called in the principal's office when he's junior high. I knew about him in the back of the bus on the basketball team. See, I watched all of that happen. I watched our worship leader, Brandon, standing right here. I've known he'd been here in our school since he's in third grade. His wife grew up when she was in junior high. She was running sound for our church services. She grew up right here in this church. Paul's been here 34 years we've known him. Lord. I spent the night at Dima Show's brother's house when I was fourth and fifth grade. I stayed over at their house. I stayed there. I lived on this road right here my whole life. Alan Bates and I were on a party line together. I've known Alan my whole life. I've known him my whole life. I mean, my whole life. See, big city pastors are revered and famous only because you don't know them. You didn't grow up on a party line with your pastor. I remember wanting to use the phone and I couldn't because he was on it. Still got a burr in my saddle 60 years later. See, rural churches have a familiarity that's very unlike bigger city churches. When you first came to the altar here to pray, that was an awesome experience. You never been in a church that did that. I mean, it was awesome to come and kneel. After you've been doing that every Sunday for 30 years, I'm having a hard time getting down, and it's almost impossible for me to get back up. I make them altar so low. At the most padding they could put on those things, dead gum. Can't they afford a little more foam rubber? See, in Mark 6, we see the problem with familiarity, and church, it stopped Jesus from doing some of the things that he wanted to do in their life. How serious is this message? Oh, it just only stops Jesus, that's all. It stops God from moving in your home, in your family, in your life. Our job, our pursuit, our goal in life is to stay amazed. To stay amazed at every sunrise you see. To stay amazed at how blessed you are. To stay amazed at what a wonderful church we have. To stay amazed at what a great wife, what great kid. To stay amazed at how blessed you did. Verse 2, they didn't deny his power. They didn't deny his wisdom. They recognized it. But they scoffed at it because he was common to them. Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't this, now get this, this is as low as it gets. Isn't this Mary's son? In Bible times, you identified people by their, he was the son of, and you call it the father's name. Isn't this Mary's son? They know his name. They knew the names of all of his brothers. They sure knew Jesus' name. But how much more low can you get? Isn't this the son of Mary? They knew his name. This is small town right here, boys. This is small towns, Hickville, Nazareth. This is redneck supreme right here. Verse 4. It wasn't what he did. It was where he came from. It wasn't what he did, it was where he came from. His hometown was Nazareth. We get a glimpse into what people thought in John 1:46. It says, Nazareth, can anything good come from there? See, first of all, they got offended. They scoffed. They were very familiar. And they don't think much of themselves. Now look at this. Look at this. nothing good comes from Nazareth. Well, they're all from Nazareth. So what do they think about themselves? See, we're backwoods, we're hickey, we're out here, and nothing good comes from. So they don't think much of themselves because they came from, they lived in an insignificant place. They didn't make a whole lot of money. There wasn't a whole lot of fanfare there. And so what can anything, including me? See, nothing of significance can happen here. This is a problem. This is a problem. When you don't see your town, you don't see your area as very much, that's a problem. That's a problem. When you belittle your school, when you belittle your town, when you belittle your area, it's a problem. A big deal is over there in the big city. Whoa, over here, we're just common folks. Everybody here just works for a living. Nothing good's going to come out of here. See, the great churches are over there. See, if you want to have a great Christian school, they're over in Little Rock. We don't have anything like that over here. Many of our teachers came out of our school. Nothing good can come out of Nazareth. Where else would you want your kid's teacher coming from than from the place where you were taught, from the place that thinks like you think, that goes to church like you go to church? Where else would you want your, who else would you, see, but all, well, our kid, what do they know? They graduated from that school. Yeah, they did. Stacy Mosier, our principal, she started working for me when she was a teenager in our radio station. What qualifications does she have to run a school? I've known her 30 years. I don't know why she's the principal. You ain't got time for me to tell you why she's the principal. But see, because we're familiar, nothing good can happen in this scenario. Church, I want you to see this. Jesus wanted to do something in people's lives, but he couldn't because what was already in them. Ephesians chapter 3, God wants to do exceedingly, abundantly, more than you can even think, more than you can imagine, and he can't because we got his hands tied because we're so familiar with everybody in here. What's in here can't stop God from doing what he wants to do in our life. But many can't stay committed to a church, lock arms with imperfect people, and be a part of that church because very soon they get familiar with everybody there. And then the big deal is down the road. See, the big deal is another wife. A big deal is another job. A big deal is another town. See, because we get familiar with where we are. I just cringe when people come and tell me, "You're the greatest pastor I've ever heard." My eye starts twitching now. People come, I'm just telling you, "I've been in church for years. You're the greatest speaker that I have ever, the way you communicate the word, oh, you are amazing." I just start shaking because wait till they get to know me. Just wait till they get to know me. Wait till I don't shake their hand. Wait till my smart aleck mouth, I got whipping for it all the way back in grade school. Wait till my smart aleck mouth says what I shouldn't have said. I get it, I shouldn't have said it. Just wait till that. So much for that great speaker. See, maturity is coming to the place in life where you can keep yourself amazed at God and what he's doing. Maturity is when you can know people and keep yourself amazed at what God has to say to you. I'm just telling you, when Josh walks out here on this stage, I've known him since he's in junior high. God, speak to me. I want you to talk to me. I want you to speak to me. When Paul, I've known him 34 years. I knew him whenever he was not knowable, when he wasn't worth knowing. But when he walks out, God, here's my prayer. It needs to be your prayer. When I walk out on this stage, I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to say, God, in history, you spoke to a jackass. I'm asking you to do that again right now. Speak to me today. I put myself in a position to hear from you. Here's what I'm telling you, church. I'm going to refuse in my life to allow my familiarity to keep me from receiving what God has for me and my life and my family. For years, people have moved here for this church. For years, people have moved their families to put their kids in our school. And for years, they get familiar. And after a while, yeah, here we go. It's in every area of our life. You move to take a job. You move your whole family to take this job. The money's too good. The opportunity's too good. It's just too good to pass up. This is unbelievable opportunity. And you move your whole family to take that job. But after a while, you become familiar. After a while, you become familiar. And nothing good happens in your life when you get to the place that you're so familiar that it hinders God from moving in your life. The problem with familiarity is seen in this chapter in Mark, verse 3. His brothers, his sisters, his family all grew up right here. I grew up playing on the playground with his brothers. One of them pushed me off the teeter-totter when I was in first grade. Well, I grew up with his sisters. I watched one of them cheat on a test in school. Well, I grew up. Oh, Lord, you should have seen them when those kids were teenagers. You think their imperfections didn't come out? See, but when you're familiar with the worship team, when you know that the folks up here leading worship are not perfect, when you know mistakes they've made, when you know things that they've done that they shouldn't have done, when they walk out on stage to lead worship, you turn it off. You don't even want to stay in here sitting down. You don't even want to be a part of this because I knew them. Well, I remember when they, look here, when you can come in here and know everybody in here is not perfect, but God, I'm not going to allow my familiarity and what I know about people to keep me from touching the hem of your garment. See, you watch somebody on TV 500 miles away. You go on vacation and you visit this church. Terry and I love to go and visit another church. I like there. Everybody there is perfect. Boy, you come back home and I have to be in church with all y'all. Boy, you go and sit and worship and they're just, oh, their worship. I wish we had worship like that. I wish we had worship. Well, the only reason they got worship like that is you don't know what there is to know about those people. You don't know what they just said last week or what they just did out here. Come on, we got to block out our familiarity and allow God to speak to your heart. I live in this community. I live here with you. I do business. I'm in and out. I'm in and out businesses all the time. All the time I go in, I'm in a hurry. I leave in a hurry. I didn't say what I should have said. I didn't act like I should have. Then I walk out on the stage and there you are rolling your eyes. Come on, don't miss what God wants to do in your life. The only reason a big deal on TV is a big deal is because you don't know him day in and day out and day in and day out. Because if you did, sooner or later, he would hurt your feelings. Sooner or later, he wouldn't call you when you thought you should have been called. He won't come to visit you when you thought you should have been. But hang around and see what happens. Sooner or later, we're not going to call you or come by or do. Sooner or later, we're not going to handle a situation like it should have been handled. What happens? We're all too familiar. We're all too familiar. And there is a big problem in life with becoming familiar. In this church, I want us in here to overcome the problem of familiarity. I know you. You know me. We know each other. But we need God to move in our life. Our children's ministry, Those that are leading it, they're far from perfect. But I need God to move in our children's lives. Those teachers that we have at school, they're far from perfect. But I need God to move in my children's life. Our youth group, it's far from perfect. But I need God to move in our teenagers' life. Here's what I'm telling you. This church will not be hindered because of familiarity. Always know another school is perfect. And it only is because you're not familiar with it. Always know another teacher is perfect. And only because you're not familiar with her. Always know another mate is perfect. Only because you're not familiar with them. Another job, another boss. I'm talking about our church, but here's what I'm telling you. This plagues every area of our life. Every area of our life. And my word of encouragement is, keep yourself amazed. Keep yourself amazed. Amazed at your kids' school. Amazed at your job. Amazed at the teachers. Amazed at the staff. Amazed at the worship. Amazed. See, keep yourself amazed at where we live. Amazed at the blessed life we're living. See, keep yourself amazed with what God is doing. I want you to get this. Because we are familiar with our children's ministers, we don't put a high priority on them. And because we don't put a high priority on them, we don't put a high priority on getting our kids in children's ministry. Ah, it's too much. I don't drive them down there. Ah, they need to stay home and get their lessons. I wish I could watch and see how many lessons they get during the time children's church is. Yeah, but because we're familiar with those leading the children's ministry, see, because we're familiar with those leading youth group, we don't put a high priority on getting our teenagers in youth group. See, because, oh, that's, I know them. I've known them for years. I'm telling you, make no mistake about it. We in this church are familiar. We're familiar. We can't let it hinder us. Oh, that's just Brandon and Jason. He rolled back the stone and he's alive, he's alive, he is alive. Are you kidding me? See, but because, now if you were in a big deal church where you didn't know nobody, buddy, you'd be up in your seats, he's alive, he's alive. Oh, I wish we had worship like that in our church. We do. We do. You're just so familiar with this team that we sleep our way through it because, oh, that's, I've been hearing those guys since they was in the third grade. They're still trying to learn play the guitar. In Jesus' hometown, among his own people, he couldn't do any miracles. He couldn't do any miracles because he was from Nazareth. They were convinced nothing good ever comes out of Nazareth. Today, we're not in Dallas. We're not in California. We're not in the Carolinas. We're not in Florida. We're not in Colorado. As a matter of fact, we're just halfway between Fountain Lake and Jesseville. When I grew up, we called this place Mountain Valley. Not many people refer to it Mountain Valley. We're just kind of halfway in between two really insignificant places. So I don't know what that says about us. Can anything good come out of Mountain Valley? Well, today, here's what I'm telling you. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. If we in here will overcome, if we in here will overcome the problem of familiarity, we don't have 30,000 people in this auditorium today. One reason is there's not 1.2 million people 6 blocks from here. 6 blocks from here, there's 5. And we got 3 of those in here. Dog, we're doing pretty dang good. Nazareth was a little insignificant curve in the road. Nazareth was not Jerusalem. It was not Rome. It was not Greece. And if anything good was going to happen in this world, it's going to come out of Rome. It was going to come out of Greece. See, it was going to come out of Jerusalem. their familiarity with Nazareth, said to themselves, nothing good can come out of that place. Well, something good did. Something good did come out of Nazareth. Something life-changing came out of Nazareth. And something good and something life-changing can come out of Christian Ministries Church, and it can come out of there for you. If you in your own thinking will overcome the problem of familiarity. Back in the 50s, many of you didn't know life existed back then. But back in 1950s, Oral Roberts traveled the country with big tents. And he had tent meetings. And he would say, come and expect a miracle. Expect a miracle. Expect a miracle. And miracles happened because people expected miracles to happen. Mark 6:3, they refused to believe. See, God's limited when we refuse to believe. Yep, we are in a remote rural area of Arkansas. Yes, as a matter of fact, we're on a little two-lane pea gravel road. We're not on a clover leaf with 1.2 million people living within six blocks of here. We don't have a huge population to draw from, but still, God wants to do a miracle in your life. But still, God wants to do mighty works in your home and in your family and in your business and in your kids. And we members of this church, we're going to overcome the problem of familiarity right here in this little area of Arkansas. A little insignificant place on the map called Mountain Valley. People are going to drive for miles to see the productions that we put on this stage, because something can and will come good out of Mountain Valley, Arkansas. People are going to continue to move here to put their kids in our school, because something can and will and has good come out of Christian Ministries Academy. See, people are listening to our podcast right now and wishing they could move here to live in this area. With all that's going on in the world today, I'm telling you, there's a lot of people wishing they could live on a little pea gravel road out in the country today. Here's what I'm telling you. You overcome familiarity inside. And when you come into the doors of this church, you expect God to move in your life. You expect God to speak to you. You expect God to have a word for you. Don't take your mate for granted. Don't take your job for granted. Don't take your company, your business for granted. Don't allow yourself to become familiar with where you go to work. Don't get yourself to a place where you expect nothing good to come out of where you are. Stay amazed with your mate. Thank God. Appreciate. See the good. Focus on the good. Stay amazed with your school. Stay amazed with your job. Stay amazed with our area. Walk in maturity and keep yourself on the amazed side, and don't let yourself get over to the scoffing side, because when you do, we tie Jesus' hands from moving in our life. The problem of familiar is it keeps good from happening to you. Let's not let it. Y'all stand with me. Lord, today we give you praise for our community. We give you praise for our area. We thank you for what you have done, what you're doing in our area. Lord, we look for great things to come out of our community. We look for great things to come out of our church. We look for great things to come out of our students' lives. We look for great things to happen in our life. Lord, we're grateful to live where we live. Where we live, we're grateful to go to church where we go to church. God, I'm asking you for great things to happen in our children's ministry. Lord, when our junior high group gathers, great things to happen in there. Lord, we're not perfect. We don't have perfect leadership here, but we're looking for great things to happen. We put ourselves in a position to receive from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
You've been listening to the CMC Podcast. For more information about CMC, our different conferences, Christian school, college internship, resources, and more, go to cmchurch.com.